the final score of 68-36. There were a couple of times where things got a little stale. The first quarter, offensively, a little bit for both teams, and you know, the third quarter, but a lot of times in the game, your defense caused a lot of points.
Right, yeah, that's something you just can never really, like I said before in the pregame, plan for exactly what you're going to get. I mean, they are a decent team. You know, Malcolm X has came in at 14-8, and they possibly lost some girls that might have changed some things in the factor of going from here on out, but I, you know, want to keep working on the things that we do pretty well and just kind of perfecting a little bit more of our press. And then as the game went on, kind of change a few things and focus on more of our half-court stuff, because defensively we just need to get better. We need to make sure that we keep the ball out of the paint, and our closeout's got to be a lot quicker and testing some shooters. And they knock down some shots, and that's going to happen, especially when we don't get a hand up early enough.
Yeah, your defense up high was good, though. Out toward from the three-point line back to the half-court line, you forced a lot of turnovers, got your hands into passing lanes. Maybe the interior defense not quite as good?
Right, yeah, that's exactly what I was kind of going with. I mean, our girls are long and they're quick for the most part when the ball gets across half-court. We're really focusing on trying to basically, you know, be aggressive and, you know, extend our arms and use that length opposed to then, you know, just reaching. Then we sometimes get complacent to do that against teams that maybe we feel we can do that anytime, but we want to be more disciplined than that, especially going forward into, well, our next game tomorrow against Truman and also against Golgivik in a couple of Wednesdays.
All right, well, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening. Normally we say hi to your wife, but she's here with us.
Yes, she is. She was able to make the trip, so I'm very, very lucky for her to be able to come see me, coach my, well, for her, see me the first time coach the head coaching job for the girls. And basically a shout-out to all of Bay College who's listening back home, and hopefully we can do you proud when we get a little bit closer to tournament time.
And now you have to go to your next job, which is the guys.
Yep, if they ever do make it, I bet you they're in a stall right now. Coach Johnson just gave me a text to see if I could use a little bit more timeouts to...
Yeah, I got one too, but it was too late by the time he did that.
Right. I said I tried my best, but unfortunately I didn't see the text till later, so...
Yeah.
But, well, yep, I'll be ready to sit on that bench too.
All right, well, hey, congratulations on the win. The ladies pulled together, and everybody got involved. I know that's the biggest part of what you like about this game.
Exactly. I like it when they can come together a little bit and cheer each other on.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win. Good job.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay, Matt.